capital P, I rock these presidents, count presidents. Portuguese on her knees, my bandana pee. She let me squeeze, then she leave, cause she keep the pee. Private suite, private seat, bitch, I'm pushing pee. Purple pint, pussy pink, bitch, I'm pushing pee. Pushing pee, I'm pushing pee. Pushing pee, I'm pushing pee. Yeah.
Welcome to the Art Podcast.
Oh yeah, it is the Art Podcast.
Hey, I got a question for you guys, working DJs. Not I was just wondering if anybody has ever come up and asked you to do it. Play or do anything bing bong. I've heard a turn down for what edit,
yeah,
that just like builds up and then it just like fuck your life bing bong.
Yeah, it's not for me.
not for me either.
It's definitely a craze that people enjoy this, and it's kid swept the nation.
I'll tell you, it's true. About 3 weeks ago, somebody like on the basketball court very early in our matchup said it to my face, and I just gave him fucking work the rest of the day. I was so upset. Uh-huh. That I literally just destroyed this man on the court because he dared in Philly to bing bong me like we were in Brooklyn.
Like, people don't even know that that's a New York saying or anything. They just think it's a goofy internet meme thing. So they're like, oh, this is hilarious. But like, if you have any type of regional pride or like just knowledge of regional slang and whatnot, you're like, I ain't saying that New York shit, man. You
know? Right. But what we are saying is P. We're pushing P, and when things are P,
I guess so. I'm being told that this is what they're doing.
From my perspective of somebody who's obviously gonna like lean into it as much as possible, because like a new Gunna album, which is a great album, DS Forever, but I feel like it was instantly people were like accepting it, you know,
right?
Like, you know, it wasn't like the Mean Girls, like you'll never. Never make fetch happen. Like,
right.
It was not. It was the opposite of that. People were just like, "Oh, things are pee or things are not pee."
People, okay. I guess people were thirsty for a new thing.
And Gunna gave it to him with a fucking pee emoji. That's all it took. That was it. I mean,
it's kind of like anything good. It's kind of like based.
Things about keeping it real and be. It is. It's kind of like based.
Yeah, it's a new based.
Yo,
based has been hijacked by like Reddit incels.
How hard was the world pushing for Lil B to be like a global celebrity? He was on ESPN when he was cursing all his players and stuff.
Yeah, the James Harden shit. Yeah,
cursing KD and cursing James Harden. He was on First Take and all that stuff all the time. Skip and Shannon, they're talking to Lil B, and then. All of a sudden, a couple years later, based becomes like this kind of, the word shifted kind of alt-right-ish.
Yeah, it became alt-right and then it just got hijacked by everyone. But, to just mean, I agree with you. Like, you're going hard
but
for
somehow,
like, what I think is the truth.
Yeah. Somehow Lil B is like nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
What the hell? There was some controversy about like, you know, he's been posting some feet pics of some very young girls for years now.
Oh, you know what? He's been doing that for a while.
Like. And I feel like it's finally like people were like, Lil B, you can't do this anymore.
Right.
And I feel like he kind of, I don't know, man, who's canceled or not, but you know what I'm saying?
He wasn't canceled. I think it was, I don't know.
Where did he go? Where the hell is Lil B when everything's based?
Yeah, I've seen a few, I've posted a few memes where it's like, When a young person says bass, it's like, don't quote the dark magic.
I was there when it was written. It was written,
Yeah.
So that's.
So what is the, because there's Push and P, and then there's P Power.
P Power. That's Drake. The new song with Drake, yeah.
What do you think is going to be bigger? Well, Push and P, maybe.
I think they both might blow up. They're both kind of coming from a different place. I feel like P Power, being that it's like it's like 118. Something like that. I feel like it's going to get like the heavy house remix treatment.
60 BPM, that's called.
60 BPM, yeah, whatever, man. I could, you know, on my laptop, it actually is called 60 BPM. I was saying 118 for the people to have the idea of like, you know, somewhere between disco and house in their head, right?
I mean, it'll probably happen if it hasn't happened already.
Yeah, you don't describe disco as 59 BPM.
No.
So why'd you correct me?
Because...
You're not pushing
the original.
P. That ain't okay. P. No, the original what?
No, I mean, that's the tempo of the song.
True.
I get annoyed when like people describe songs in double time or the reverse. Like,
but I'll in dance music, those songs are technically in double time.
Yeah. But I didn't know that's where you were going with the point. You were like, well, the song's 118. So.
Oh yeah. No. I was going with the point where I feel like it's gonna get like the heavy everybody doing an edit. Version of it Whereas Push and P, we're all just going to be Push and P.
Yeah. It's like all these new double time songs that are coming out.
Yeah.
Like the Stay, Justin Bieber, and the Weeknd shit. Like that'll be listed as like 74 BPMs.
Oh, yeah.
No, that song's 150.
Right.
You know, that's how are you going to distinguish between the two vibes?
True. Know? But I think anything when it's like dance music from like disco to house to club and beyond, I feel like those things need to be described with the two times.
Of course. Like, yeah, it's four on the floor. It's exactly what is counting it like that.
Because, you know, the movie with Zac Efron.
Right.
It was 128 was the perfect thing that he was trying to achieve.
So that's
shout out to them jeans who trained Zac Efron to be a DJ.
Oh, really?
Did
he
you
was
know
the
that?
Consultant on that?
Fucking, you know, LA, amazing man. Podcaster and Hollerboard. Yeah. He was the consultant, yeah. He got Zac Efron in DJ shape.
Them jeans on Hollerboard, known for just making songs faster. Remember that?
Yeah.
He would just do like them jeans edit. We're going to turn Get Low into a 130 beat. We're just going to speed it up.
Yeah.
130 BPM edit.
Always worked.
Uh-huh.
Especially when he'd do like indie dance stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Made everything dancier. He probably described it in the 118 to 130 range.
Of course. It has been mad slow. I've had 3 nights canceled in the last 2 weeks. Cool. since New Year's Eve. I think with the Omicron, the holidays, the freezing cold weather, and then with that, I'm just like shocked back in the reality of like, yo, this shit could stop anytime.
Yeah.
You know, for one reason or another, whether it's COVID, whether it's this or that, and I'm just like, fuck giving $10 to Uber, you know,
right.
whatever. But I don't know. Have you guys been DJing a lot the last couple of weeks?
Not really. I mean, and like to that point, I would say even in the last couple of years leading up to kind of like COVID, like I was at the point where like, you know, especially doing like a lot more lounges and things like that where, you know, I'll make big money in the summer. Like, you know, multiple times.
Day party,
yeah. Night party where you're, you know, you come out doing regular club stuff in Philly with $1,000
uh-huh.
on a summer day if you're doing both of those. And like to that for like before COVID and then especially during COVID, like this is probably the most responsibly I saved my summer money in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, like, the winter time has always been dead, but like it's especially dead right now where I'm doing like, you know, a few gigs a month, but like regular stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's always slow. Like Attico's, you know, it's a rooftop and it's still open in the wintertime. Slow shit.
So it's tough. That's a tough push. I'm going to push some pee though. Allow me to push some pee. Last night was fucking cracking.
It's cracking.
So the upward trend has already begun.
Yeah.
I'm happy to report.
I thought you were talking about the Great Depression of DJing coming up.
No.
I thought it already happened.
I'm just saying we're susceptible in the nightlife world. You always have to factor in different things.
Yep.
And now there's this major thing.
Let's not forget like what it was only like a week or two ago that you actually had to factor in new COVID regulations here in Philly too.
Well, and that too, I don't know how much the vax card check.
I think it's had a big effect from what I talked to some Live Nation people. It's immediately a lot of people are like, I need a refund. Like for
that's
some,
crazy.
And that's like hard tickets, you know what I'm saying? For different things. So I think
that's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. Cause if you look at on a whole, the country is majority vax, but I'm sure that number skews older, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm sure if you go a lot of that 70% is people over 40, 50, 60 years old, and as you get younger, which is our demo, you're gonna get less and less vax people.
Because they're just like so young and healthy and don't give a shit.
Yeah. At the same time, though,
I'm in a couple DJ Instagram groups that I'm just like, I don't even bother arguing. It's at that point.
What kind of arguments?
There's no
are
point
you
arguing.
Of the no vax argument. I'm just like, I just don't get involved. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's just some minds that can't be changed.
Yeah.
You know. So.
But when I was young, like I might have been like. rode that wave to be cool, if that's the cool thing, to be like, yo, I don't trust what they're putting in me. But at the same time, wouldn't nothing stop me from going into a club? If that's what I had to do,
right,
to get to hear DJs play and be part of that world, quadruple boost me, you know?
I think the thing is, like, especially if you're doing dance music and you're arguing about what's in the vaccine.
Yeah.
And I've seen you at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning. Right. At
doing
wherever,
horse tranquilizer.
Right. You know, and you're worried about the vaccine. It just doesn't make sense. So.
Yeah. Yeah. The inconsistencies with that shit is funny. But the difference this time is that I don't think it was as much COVID fear as people were actually sick. Yeah. I think like half the city was sick last week. You know, I know people that came home for Christmas vacation and never had COVID, and they came to Philly and got COVID over Christmas vacation.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And
sucks.
Yeah. Like mad people were sick. So I think that's one of the, that's, I think that's the first time we're seeing that in terms of why it's slow. Before it was just fear and forced restrictions. Now people are actually like, yeah, I got that Omicron. And it's like a cold, but everyone has a cold at the same time.
Yeah.
You saw my story last night? Mastercraft guy? This is a guy now.
No.
There's a guy, he's a requester.
And he asked for Mastercraft. Oh, yeah.
First of all, like 2 weeks ago he came in. In the smaller room where it's mostly a hip hop and R&B and
Ed Banger
and bangers, assorted bangers. And he comes in early and he says, do you have, can you play Ladytron 17? I say, I really like that song, but this isn't the place that you're going to hear that song. And he says, what about, and he said something else that was in that vein, like a hot chip or something like that. You know? And I was like, not in that vein, in that era. And I was like, yo, I was like, dude, you have no idea. Like a big part of my career was playing music like this.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Huh?
Did you see it behind him? His time machine?
Yeah. That's the thing too. It's like, I'm like, yo, how are you into this and you don't know me? And I'm like, a large part of my career was built off playing this stuff. And I'm like, I don't know, did you go to Making Time or something? You know what I mean? Like, right. That's what's so weird about it. It's like,
was he young?
No, he wasn't. No, he was probably in his 30s. Yeah, he's weird. This is my other
theory. If you're in your 30s and you're going up to the DJ,
well, here's the thing, too.
You're weird. Weirdo.
When you're, and I hesitate to say this because I could very well see myself being this guy one day, but you go to the club by yourself repeatedly is kind of a weird move.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate to say that because.
That's what bars are for.
Well, no, I mean, and I feel like some people just, they like to dance and they like to do it uninhibited and just in their own world.
Like Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs.
But yeah, and like, we all know these people, right? Like they're the solo dancers.
It's Dancing Manson. Who's that over there? Oh, it's old Dancing Manson. Don't mind him. He's just doing his thing.
He's just here all the time. Yeah. He's here all the time. And they run two ways. They run lovable mascot.
And helter skelter.
And weirdo, you know? And they can sometimes be the same thing, but sometimes the weirdness crosses a line where it's like, this isn't coming from a healthy place.
Yeah.
This guy in particular, like he looks like he's on E, like he's doing the jaw thing, like he's rolling or some shit. Yeah, it's just a weird move. So this happens, and then I'm like, yo, it's mostly hip-hop and R&B tonight. And he's like, okay. And I was like,
think of the song with Nori.
Yeah, I was like, it's not that kind of. He's like, they have hip hop songs. And I'm like, dude, you're not getting it, man. You're not getting it. At this point, too, it's like, okay, now you're the weird dancing guy and you're the annoying requester guy.
Now go
like,
back.
You can't do both. You need to know if you're going to be weird dancing guy, the weird dancing guy who also doesn't buy a drink. Ugh. You know, if you're, because weird dancing guy usually doesn't drink.
Nah, they right? drink. Yeah. One water. Maybe
Dancing Manson, he does water. Yeah. But knowing themselves, they're usually very polite and they know the role they play. Danson Manson, Mastercraft guy, is, we have this conversation. He ends up dancing the rest of the night. Last night he comes out and we have a request pad because, oh, wow. And it's really just easier to just have someone a pen and a pad. And this guy, he gets the pen and a pad.
Yeah.
I said, what are you, transcribing War and Peace? He didn't hear me. But then he hands me back the pad, and on it, it says, and I knew it was going to say this to some degree because I saw him before, and I don't know if he recognized me because it was dark, if he knew it was the same guy, but he hands me the pad, and on it, it says, before everyone with shitty taste in music shows up.
Oh, God, he wrote a little preamble?
Yeah. Before everyone with shitty taste in music shows up.
Fourscore.
Can you play Mastercraft, Ladytron, Space Girl? Don't know what Space Girl
Spacer
is.
Spacer Girl.
Spacer Girl.
That
that's
song.
What he meant to say?
I think so. You know, okay. That one song, that disco song? It's like a Tallow.
Yeah, that's what someone in my DM suggested. So, Holler Border Saul Paradise.
Yeah, he would know. Yeah, Spacer Girl is a classic.
Okay. So he meant to say Spacer Girl or even LCD Sound System North American Scum.
It's actually called Spacer Woman.
Spacer Woman. Yeah, see, you're reaching now, man. You got to know that. Spacer Woman. Space Girl.
It's Spacer Woman.
Because I went and I Googled Space Girl. There's a few newer songs. Is this that era, though? Yeah, so this works. This is Ladytron style.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is like, but this is from like 79 or some shit.
Oh, okay. At.
This is a really old song. Actually, no, it actually came out in 99.
What? Right, so it's Electro Clash preview. Yeah, I mean, this is totally in that realm.
No, I don't know. Actually, maybe this.
I mean, this goes right with Ladytron.
Yeah,
you know, this is probably what he meant.
It's a good ass
song. And
then,
and here's the thing.
Should have played Mike, you dick.
No, here's the thing. I love 17, right? I love Ladytron. And I was about to play it, but he was just like a little too late. Like people started coming in. And like I said, it's been slow. I'm not trying to take any chances. And then that goes on to the bigger part where it's like, you do it once. Now he comes in every time.
Yeah.
And he wants to hear it. And you're encouraging this.
First he comes in.
To come.
And then the hula hoop girl's right behind him.
Right.
And then right behind her is the Asian lady that does halftime shows where she's on the unicycle. It's that she's got balancing on her head.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't need all that.
Right.
We're just trying to fucking, you know.
Do you remember the Master J? The roller skating guy?
I do.
He was a legend. See, now he was the one that you are amplifying.
But that was also a culture where he totally belonged.
Right. Exactly.
That's a whole different.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying he's the pinnacle of that role, right? Yeah. And he's like, work it out. Like,
shout out
like
to the Crimson Moon Cafe.
Crimson Moon Cafe.
That was ground zero for all. That world.
Yeah, so solo dancer guy, like everyone laughs for a little bit and like, oh my God. And then you're like, I see this motherfucker every night, you know, like deserted. It's not fucking.
It's kinda sad.
Yeah.
He eats cat food.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Like, yeah. Cause that dude can't go to like a bottle service club, right?
Sure.
Which is awesome. That's why I like where I DJ.
Yeah.
You know? I love that a weirdo, you know, and
but he's not. It doesn't sound like he's a creepy person, right? Not a creeper, is he?
No. Some
not
of them
a predator,
are.
Though. You trade those guys for dancing guy, though, right?
Oh, for sure.
Dancing guy.
Oh, dancing
can stay.
Guy at least is dancing.
Yeah.
You know, questions later.
In the song "Danger" by Sex Offender Mystical, he starts the song off by saying, "I came here with my dick in my hand," and then he tells everybody,
that "That's not danger. That's shake that ass." I came in with my dick in my hand. Don't make me leave with my foot in your ass.
Be cool.
Yeah.
But.
That's shake that ass.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or whichever one of those two Neptunes produced
songs that had,
bangers. Anyway, how's everybody going to be cool? That's all I'm asking. Like, come on, bro. You got your dick in your hand and you're like, you think everything's normal?
Is it out? Is the question.
That's what I mean. Like,
whether it's out or club? In is a big difference.
So you got specify. Those. That's way worse than dancing guy. That's worse than hula hoops.
Oh, guy with his dick in his
hand? Yeah.
That's what I always tell people, like, when I see, like, a young kid come in and they're like, yo, can you play Lil Durk featuring whatever? And I'm like, this isn't the place you're going to hear that. But, like, yo, there's parties you can go to hear that. Or you can find DJs that will spin that shit and go. Like, this is what we all did. Right. You know, we realized that just going to any old club didn't make us happy. So we had to find out where we wanted to go, what DJs played the music we liked, and then we went there. And then we met other people that like the same music, and then you have a scene, you know?
Yeah.
And so whenever people, like, I get it if you don't like what you're hearing, but that's your fault for not knowing where you're going, you know?
Send them to the Saint.
Yeah.
They're going to get some hip-hop there.
I still, to this day, when someone asks for Lil Durk, I don't know what song I would play in a mainstream club environment.
It's a feature.
It's a feature. Yeah.
Lil Durk himself does not have, like, that song that's going to, like, work universally in the club. But he has features like Back in Blood with Pooh Shiesty or Sharing Locations with Meek right now.
Right. Like, Sharing Locations is probably a good one.
But he doesn't have, like, the solo genre.
But, yeah, but I also feel like that's one of them requests where it's like, let me test the old guy and let him know how cool I am and how not up on shit he is. That's how I take requests. Like it's not like genuine, like everyone's having fun. Like, this is a good time, you know?
So those guys are there too, huh?
Not a lot. No. Not a lot.
Not like, we used to call him Tribe Guy. Play some
it's
Tribe.
It's kind of like a Tribe Guy, but it's a street. It's a more real street.
He's a real hip-hop white guy,
it's
Tribe
Guy. It's
a more
guy. Street version of Tribe Guy.
Do you ever get young boy requests?
Nah.
Yeah, because I feel like if you said no, that it would break something. Like,
well, that's what I mean. I feel like for the most part, kids that are into that know, like, don't. Because I remember being young, like, I knew where I wanted to go, but every once in a while, I'd be hanging out with a group of friends that just wanted to go to, like, Shampoo, where they're playing, like, Puffy. And
then you didn't feel any obligation to go tell the DJ how to do it your way?
Nah, I just left. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or I'd had fun, you know? Like the Sat story I told him. We went to Grape Street Pub, was dancing, you know? Yeah. He was playing Top 40. He was playing Back That Ass Up. It was fun, you know? And then but I wasn't in there like, yo, where's that Mos Def at?
You got any Reflection Eternal?
Yeah.
12 years later.
But speaking of The Weeknd, that guy came out with an album that's maybe I like it. Maybe I like. Did you listen to it?
I listened to it.
Yeah. I'm usually not a big fan of the intentionally retro music, but I like a lot of it.
I was saying to you, Mike,
yeah,
this guy. This guy takes the 80s,
yeah,
but he gets the right
things,
the right influences, whereas like a Bruno Mars version of the 80s is just like, it's not it for me.
Yeah, yeah. It's parody.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it sounds like when he does it, it sounds like you're...
Like he seems like he could have been in the Always Something There to Remind Me session with Naked Eyes.
Uh-huh.
Like he was there playing keys or something. Yeah.
So what's the joint? Is it the joint that samples Alicia Myers? I ended the night with that last night.
This one?
Yeah. I ended the night with it. Not a lot of people knew it, but when it's the end of the night, everyone rolls with whatever I play. Yeah.
This is kind of like the lead single, right?
Is it?
I think so.
It should be. You spent money on that sample. You had to get that sample cleared. You might as well make it the single.
I mean, I think the whole thing is Max Martin, too.
Is what?
Max Martin on the production. So
okay. That makes sense.
This is groovy AF.
Yeah. But he's got shit that sounds like...
This is P.
Yacht rock, like mellow yacht rock, like Ambrosia style yacht rock. Sacrifice. What's the first song? What does the first song remind you of? Play the first. You know the first song off it. I guess it's kind of When in Rome-ish. The vocals. but it doesn't really sound like The Promise, but the vocals are. Do you have it?
Gasoline? Is that the one?
Yeah. That's it.
That does remind me of The Promise a little bit. Like,
so wait till the singing then.
It's funny I should touch the right things to say.
Yeah, you're
singing
yeah.
like The Promise too. Yeah.
It's 5 a.m. my time again. I'm calling
and you know it's me. Bro,
it's The Promise. I'm pushing myself further. I'm just trying to feel my heartbeat beat. But that's the thing. It's different enough that it's not The Promise, right?
Yeah.
It's not the way Blinding Lights was kind of aha, you know.
Yeah, but Blinding Lights is still cool.
Yeah.
Bro. You know, it's funny you mentioned like Ladytron and Mastercraft and all that, because like that era is obviously like super influential on them too, you know? Electro Clash era.
Yeah.
Which one is this?
What's that?
Which song is this on now?
This is our Gasoline.
Now it's like back to regular Weekend. It's like a Weekend doing a feature of his British Weekend. The British 80s Weekend featuring the Weekend.
I mean, if Drake can do it.
Huh?
I said if Drake can do it, then this is pretty good.
Yo, Weekend's kind of killing it.
John kind of hard. So this is a side piece of Diplo and Side Pieces hit On My Mind, which that's a good crossover dance track, by the way. Everyone's finally caught up to that.
Yeah.
How much tech house do you find yourself playing these days? No? Yeah.
I found myself downloading a lot of it and telling myself I'm going to make mixes that I never made.
Yeah, I play a lot of it, actually.
It's like the big roomy
tech
house. It kind of took that spot.
Their build-ups are really long. Where's this going?
Fuck your life. Bing bong. Oh, yeah. Sextasy. That's the song, right? Yo.
So much of this shit, it's cool. Like, the lack of big drop just makes it groovy. You know? You're just kind of grooving.
Did you hear this Valentino Khan Dylan Francis remix?
No. You want this back already?
Oh, my bad. I just, like, I was going off of this.
Okay.
Kind of similar, you know, from the... That camp.
Yeah.
That Mad Decent camp. Friends of Diplo camp.
Yeah.
FODs.
That's cool.
Got a little big room vocal. Real Love. Valentino Khan remix.
I just want some real love. Oh, I don't have this remix. I have the original, though.
I like that shit right there. Right there?
Yeah. Minimal.
I just want some but horn. Yeah. That's like when the one Backstreet Boy turned to the other Backstreet Boys and he said, am I sexual? And they all were like, yeah.
Are we still doing Squid Games?
I mean, as far as how music goes, I don't know. All the Halloween edits to have.
Yeah,
it's
very Halloween, right?
I just got some new edit of something that actually has a Squid Game sample too. So maybe it's Eternal.
It's called Squid Rhythm.
What I got was called Teach Me How to Red Light, Green Light.
Okay.
It was some Dougie Squid Game. I like this.
Toned it. They gave it some Moomba. We'll keep it. Oh. Combination of topics. We'll keep it Latin and The Weeknd. Rosalia featuring The Weeknd. Did you hear this? Rosalia featuring
No, I did not hear this.
The cha-cha. Don't know if I'll ever get a chance to play this, but I like that it exists.
Just nice voice.
It's kind of like bachata with a little like, and like it's a little harder kind of, yeah. You know? But like a darker, it's like dark bachata. Got The Weeknd doing some Spanish. It's kind of like when Drake hit the Mia with Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Well, it's confirmed that The Weeknd sounds really good in any language.
Yeah.
Next, he should sing something in French. But stay away from like German. Don't do that. It's gonna sound
not a lot of German crossover music, right?
Nah, not really.
Du hast?
True. No, he could do a Rammstein.
Not 99 Luftballons.
Yeah,
that was the peak. That was the peak of German,
German
pop.
Melodicism.
You got the Bull Eccentric remix. This is I Hate You.
Oh yeah,
just grooved it up. I can see Javier dropping this at a day joint, a summertime joint.
Got mad eccentric energy. Shout out to eccentric.
The only thing, it's hard to hear the vocals a little bit. Because I did this, I just threw the bounce beat.
Yeah.
And it says the song is like 80. It's like 20 BPMs faster, so I think you'll lose a little bit. I feel like people wouldn't know it's the song almost, you know?
They wouldn't care. That's the thing. They're just like, they got a groove.
This original song had a, just felt like something you'd heard a million times the first time you heard it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got that quality.
TikTok snippets. Do you remember a few months ago, I sent you a screenshot and I was like, do you know this song? Because I just got a request for it and I don't know what it is and I feel like I should. And it was
Peru, right?
It was Peru.
Yeah, which is a huge song.
Now, I think they got Ed Sheezy on it.
Ed Sheezy's on it.
What's with all these gentrified Afrobeat songs? You get Essence, you get Justin Bieber, you got Peru, you get Ed Sheeran.
Is Ed Sheeran from the UK?
Yeah.
You think that's the connection?
I feel like that makes sense. The Bieber one, I don't know. He's from Canada.
I feel like the point is, I think it's an overreach. I think they could, like, they don't need to go that far across.
You know what the ultimate example of that is? Being successful to throw Bieber on something is Despacito. You know what I mean? Like, you want 25 billion views or listens? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, throw Bieber on it, and it'll make your international song even more worldwide.
It can. There's a lot of songs with Bieber features that went nowhere.
True, though. But Essence got it. So it got pumped up.
Do you play the Bieber version of Essence?
No.
I've never played it either.
No.
You?
I refuse.
Yeah.
That being said, actually, like that new Bieber song, Ghost.
Yeah, we played it on the show.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Bieber makes... It's kind of like music I'll enjoy in CVS in 20 years.
Yeah, it's
you know
weird.
What I mean? I feel like his peak was that Futurism of working with Diplo and Skrillex. I feel like that was the place where, yeah. I feel like, where are you now?
Yeah.
And also,
bring
like,
that song back now that I think about it. I've been thinking about that song a few times lately.
Yeah, there's this.
And the Sorry.
Sorry?
Yeah.
I just feel like, because what was going on is like there were Sonics that were very adventurous, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just like all like kind of came together and kind of put him in this like place by himself, but he kind of backed off, you know what I mean?
The Bieber album actually has a lot of Afrobeats on it.
Does it?
But yeah, it has some features. It has Rima, I think, on it, and Burna Boy.
There is a few features. It just, I don't know, it just hits different, man. I feel like as prolific as he is, he's one of the most famous people in the world, right?
Sure.
His hits don't match that.
Right.
You know? Like when the shit's popping and shit's going off and you're killing it and someone says, play Justin Bieber, gun to your head.
Well.
What the fuck do you do?
I don't know. I'm gonna consult iTunes real quick.
You know, like
I played Despacito. Still
at the height. It's so mellow, though. That's the thing.
There's a couple of edits, but usually I feel like I won't get a request for Justin Bieber, but I'll get a request every once in a while for Despacito.
Yeah.
Still.
That song's huge. Yeah. And it is. For me, I'll use it as filler.
Yeah.
But it's good filler because it could very well get the room popping.
Right.
You know, if people walk in and that's playing, people will be like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good point. There's really nothing that's like a real like
the definitive banger.
Yeah. No, it kind of doesn't exist.
I just always found odd.
But then again, we're also looking at it through the lens of like DJing in the club too.
Yeah, well, you're a pop star.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking about NBA YoungBoy and Lil Durk. Lil Durk, you can say, oh, they have bangers, and if you're a pop star, you're supposed to have hits in the club.
True.
Yeah. So he doesn't get the same excuse that a more niche artist would.
But how much Adele are you playing in the club? It's like kind of the same.
Rolling in the Deep was kind of a fucking banger. You throw some. You have a
Jamie XX remix.
Yeah. You have a mix with some drums, some solid drums behind that. I know. I remember Brendan used to play it over Diwali rhythm at his parties. People fuck with Adele.
Yo, the thing about that shit's pee. Well, you know, let us know in the comments what you think. Is Justin Bieber pee or no?
So you had the Lotto song that sampled Fantasy, Mariah.
Yeah, big
that,
energy.
I said that very Philadelphian right there. Fantasy, but big energy. Dream Doll.
Uh huh.
She does this one.
Wait, is this a sample in Fantasy too?
No, but it's.
Sampling
it's
an old
basically
song.
Remaking a song.
You know, she knows she didn't have to do this, right?
Yeah. I've played this to test it out, and everyone just thinks it's a verse they didn't hear. They're not familiar with off London Bridge. what's your relationship with this? With this Love Anwatiti song.
That's a big tune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big tune.
Huge tune.
Do you play it, though, is what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Played it early in the beginning of the night. What do you hear? What's a sample? It's not listed as a sample on the thing. No?
Bill Withers, Just the Two of Us?
Yeah, it's Just the Two of Us, yeah. I did this in the club early in the night. I was bored. I looped the beginning and then I played the Just the Two of Us. So
nice.
Sounded nice. I mean, it's the same in tune. Where'd this song come from? It's high on the charts. Like,
I mean, it's on the radio now. Yeah. I don't know where it originated from. It's just kind of.
Just kind of breezed on in.
What's that?
It's just kind of breezed on in over the last few months.
I mean, if you're in like that kind of essence bag of like Afrobeats and like kind of down tempo, there's
it's
a lot.
It's slower than all of them.
Yeah.
Though.
And like, it's definitely one of those things where unless I pretty much play a lot of that early in the night, unless it's, you know, a lot of Africans that make just
keep
want
going. You ever fall in a pocket like that? And you're like, oh man, I don't know if I have enough to. Well, you might have enough, yeah. But like whenever I go on that or like a Latin section, like I'll kill it for like 15 minutes, and then I'll be like, damn, they're not tired of this shit, and I'll be like, I don't know how much deeper I can go on this.
It's like one of those things where if it's like a certain kind of crowd, it's like they want like some of the deep cuts,
yeah,
and you're just like. I might have a few of them, but right. Then there's a certain point where I'm like, you know, there's like, you know.
Then you're like, I don't even know if I have it because I'm not good.
I can't
with
even
the
remember the name yeah, of it. Yeah. Like,
especially when I'm playing Latin shit because, like, I don't speak Spanish and, like, yeah. I'm just seeing words that I, you know, you're. So much of reading is symbolism, right? Like, right. You almost don't even have to read after you know how to read. For like, you just see these characters and you know what that word. So when you don't have that with Latin,
I feel like I was so hardcore into reggaeton and for those couple of years. Like, you had a reggaeton. I had a reggaeton monthly here at Silk City. But, like, so, like, if I'm in that bag, like, I'm never going to get, like, there's never too much like, oh my God, I want to play for like 2 hours of this stuff. Like,
right,
I'm fucking,
right.
So I'm like,
but now it's like new stuff though.
True. Yeah. But that classic stuff from that classic era still like works 1,000% of the time.
I feel like that's the thing with Afrobeats too. Once you're in that pocket, you can hit all the old dancehall stuff and some of the newer
oh,
stuff
yeah,
too.
Then I could, yeah. Know? Yeah. As long as you keep it island.
Yeah.
As long as you keep mm-hmm. it island.
Keep it island.
That's cool.
Comma,
and then, like,
boy.
Then I have like my certain tracks to slowly ease out of it, and if the crowd starts like diversifying,
right.
Like you got like your Rihanna work or something like that, where you know no one's gonna be like, what the fuck? Why did you switch it up when you play that?
Right,
you know,
right.
There's like a few Drake songs. One yep. Dance is perfect for that. Like I imagine people would be like, why do you always play One Dance? I'm like, it's like the ultimate transition record, and yep. The tempo, the vibe. The popularity, it still goes off when you drop. I got the intro edit with the 8-bar, just the drums. I can come down from like a high tempo or go up to a high tempo. It's a great transitional song.
Yeah.
I wish he would make more of them.
I thought we were going to get some more.
What happened to Island Drake?
I mean, that one song with Thames is kind of yeah. like, but it's a little understated, I would say.
What, off Certified Lover Boy? That's
yeah, like, no, yeah. No. Yeah, yeah. What's yeah. that one called?
Yeah, no one knows.
Fountains, right?
Fountains, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Capella Gray has another song. Do you think
are we ready for a post-Gallus world?
Yeah, like, do you think that exists?
What do you mean? We'll find out when you play it, right? But to drop it like it's hot. Capella! Hey. Just gonna keep it spicy. It might work.
Don't waste my time today. City gonna move, yeah, we outside today. I pulled up with a gang, a bunch of young fly niggas.
Maybe he's like, hey, Drake, Island Drake, you're not gonna make anymore. I'll do it.
I'll be Island Drake now.
Don't know where sign, but she wanna fuck with a Leo. We got a lady out of nothing now. Went from overlooked to overbooked. Now they gotta talk. Nice, yikes, that's tough. Now they wanna switch and readjust. Oh, was trying to act like they didn't know.
Song's about a minute and 45 seconds.
New way.
She said she from the Ville, borderline boogie down. She got a man, but she call me when she want.
I like it. I hope he has a kid. I hope he's not just a one-hit wonder. Yeah. You know, you can never tell. Especially with people that come out of nowhere and you like you don't see their progression and it's like, who's this? They have a hit. That's pretty hot. Speaking of 1 minute 45 second songs, I sent you that video, Joe. I heard that Polo G song that samples Smooth Criminal on Power 99.
Oh, it's
all 1 minute and so many seconds of it, which is weird, right? Like, I'm in the car, I hear the song you talked about, I send you the text, and the song's over by the time. It's so weird.
Yeah.
To get radio play, you would think, like, I don't know. I guess it's like, yeah, what's...
Everybody's adjusting.
Yeah.
You think the radio is just going to be like, no, you have to do it this way. Like, they ain't
gonna,
gonna,
I'm gonna
they're running,
you
with, they're running out of juice.
Yeah, right? What if you were in the club and you heard this?
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime.
I'd know I was in the wrong club.
Or were you in the... The best club ever.
I'd, I'd, I realized that I found Dancing Man's Time Machine.
Yeah.
Jody got married. Bryan Adams is a severely underrated Canadian rock and roller.
If you were on ecstasy.
You were asking when we started the show about what's the difference between Pushing P and P Power. This is P Power right here. Was that a Willie Hutch sample? Curtis Mayfield?
Yeah. Is it a Willie Hutch sample?
I don't know.
Yeah, we both, same thing though, right? Like, it's got that pimp.
Soundtrack.
Yeah.
She wanna go viral. We fucking for hours. That pussy got power.
That pussy got power.
Shout out Manny Fresh, you did the first Pussy Power song.
He certainly did.
I think you put me back on to that.
Yeah.
Making that little mix. I was like, damn, I forgot about this.
Yeah, this can go at your uncut part.
Drake did his classic Drake thing, which is to actually make his flow kind of sound a little bit like the person he's rapping with. Yeah, so. Yeah. You can hear some Gunna in this Drake flow. Uh-huh. Like, check it out. Wait. Here it comes.
I'm coming, my baby. Forget a crocodile burger, my baby. Show you a lick, now you working, my baby. You fuck on me and feel personal, baby. Trust me, it's coming full circle, my baby. The dash and the bands is virtual, baby. You seeing 3D off of Perky, my baby. Seeing HD off the Tucson, my baby. 31 gang get spooky, my baby. How can I worry about blocking with buttons when niggas is out here and Glockies is busting? How can I not be the topic discussion when niggas got rich off of dropping my goody? How do you even be rocking with Buddy? The pictures I seen, I'm like, damn, it got lucky. Take it from him and not leave him with nothing. She wanna go viral.
This is Pushing P right here. Gunna and Future featuring Young Thug.
Pushing P, turn me up. Turn me up, P. Pointers in the paddock, get my piece. I'm Pushing P.
Cop new hammers for my piece. We don't want no peace.
That's good.
Got a spot, a cross spot.
Man, am I coming around the Gunna too? I have come around the little baby. It's just a matter of time, I guess.
Just a matter of time.
Yeah.
She not a lesbian for peace. She turned lesbian.
Push
a
P.
I'm Push a P. I'm capital P. I write the president, count presidents.
Push
a
P.
Portuguese on her knees, mopping down a P. She let me squeeze and she leave, cause she keep a P. Private suite, privacy. Bitch, I'm pushing P. Purple paint, pussy paint. Bitch, I'm pushing P.
Push a P.
I'm pushing P.
He got the Future and Young Thug on this. So. Yeah. So he's got the features too. He's got Drake.
He got some features.
That's like the three. That's the three. The trifecta, right?
Ah, let's do one more. Young Bull. Kodak Black. I mean, that's a feature to get right now. This is called How You Did That. Gunna and Kodak.
She'll catch up on the AR. How you did that? Track out, lift up when you take off. How you did that? You put switches
not bad,
on your
not bleakies, bad.
How you did that? Your LV bag turned to a legit. How you did that? I seen that duck turn to a Louis. How you
good
did
production,
that?
Man.
I can picture you putting this album out on a Sunday, cleaning the house.
Yeah,
or something,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got a little nice.
You skeletons in your closet. Why you did that? How you yelling slash slash? How I kill a cat? Yeah, hopping around in a two-ton Maybach. Pillows in the back. Let's go. Too many vibes in the Philly. AK, someone gonna get wet. How you gonna get more?
Metro. This one's called A Lot of Cake.
It's about his birthday party.
Yep.
It's fifth birthday party. This is, I wrote a song about my special birthday party I had when I was five.
Lot of cake, yeah. Funnel cake. What is this? Vertebrae. Diamond lens. Cartier. Pockets fat. Overweight. Cannabis.
Pockets fat. Overweight.
He's a chubby kid.
It's a, yeah, it's a little the double meaning.
Yeah, I will say, if like, if you put this on and you were like, who is that voice? I would be like,
yeah.
And I might have to guess this like three times before I got it.
Yeah. This song's called Mop, featuring Young Thug. We fucking all over the house. She said ain't no teeth on your cop. Yeah, hey. You took the words right out my mouth. Hey. I took the bitch out of her county. Skirt, skirt. And dropped the bitch off on herself. Hey. I netted all over her face. And now she locked. Let's go to Sandra Pay. This bitch about to spring at the house. Skirt, skirt. Monica Lewinsky. Pass me your friend's ski. I did a spin ski. Out of a bin. That's a great line. Monica Lewinsky. Pass me your friend's ski. Skirt, skirt. Yeah. 20 foot Christmas tree. 20. This is how Christmas be. Yeah. Ride down McAfee. Two gun pistol peep. Yeah, real right blood. Bullying the old my club. Yeah, spider web spuds. Kicking my pimp and no crutch. Young nigga so bossed up. What? Might as well smoke me a Dutch. Yeah. Emeralds, green diamonds.
It's good. Pretty fun album.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to spend a lot of time with this album. Mm-hmm. It gives me good positive vibes. You know, it's like, I think it's very underrated and not really talked about, but, you know, I like to call it luxury rap. We just talking about having things and being extravagant. Obviously, like, Rick Ross does it very well, but, like, it's just like, you know, it's especially in these... heading for a Great Depression ass times that we're in. It's good to hear people talk about having things.
I ate a lion for dinner. I rode a lion to dinner. That's my rap line. I rode a lion to dinner and then I ate the same lion for dinner. That's my extravagant rap
line. What is that? Right. Did you make that up?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I rode a lion to dinner. Skirt, skirt. I ate a lion for dinner. Skirt, skirt. That's my contribution to that genre of music.
Thank you for that, because I think that's like it's a high watermark for it. You know, I think last episode we definitely spent a little time with Kodak Black. What's the fucking song? The big tune, Super Gremlin.
Yeah, that's gotten huge.
Gotten
since.
Huge. But he got another song off there. It's kind of popping right now called Love and War. You heard that, John?
I don't know.
You know how I feel about some steel drums some like xylophones. They always make everything better.
But they've never been overused.
Never.
It's like it's very random. You know, I think the hype was.
This is hypnotic. I could listen to this intro for like hours.
Put It On Me, Ja Rule might be the height of steel drums. Popping no puff, my blower spray. Cause you send me a flick, I'ma send you a dick pic when I'm horny. If I kiss you on your lips, would you tell your sisters in the morning? Would you keep it a secret? I ain't felt this way before. So 21 questions. I like you, but I
don't. A little bit. Sure. I just take her heart and score, then I love her till she's sore. I just break her heart and four, then I don't want her anymore. If I eat it, could I treat it? Could I beat it with my sword? Could I beat it with my sword? She want love and I want war. You know, an out-of-pocket 21, 22-year-old can just, like, say things about sex that, you know, you can never really think of or, like, say yourself, but, like, somehow they make it okay, even though it's really crazy. But, like, he's, like, the guy that was, like, who was it? He tried to holler at Lauren London right when Nipsey Hussle died. Like, he has no fucking shame. He makes out with his mom. Like, Kodak's wilding, but he's a really...
We didn't even talk about Kodak at the hockey game?
Wait, what happened there?
At the hockey game when he was in the box.
Oh, yeah. Was he fucking?
Apparently.
Yeah, he's in the box at a hockey. First of all, I kind of get it because, like, it's hockey. Like, I don't know. You can't follow the puck around. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're not into hockey, we went to a hockey game one time where I was just, like, hanging out because the Red Bull people took us. And it was just like, I don't care about this, but, you know, I'm just here for the experience. So Kodak was having a moment like that with some girl where I think he may have been... Boner,
yeah, porking. In the box.
Yeah,
I guess that was my understanding. Was it? It's hard
Tampa
to see,
but it also looked like she was just like they had their clothes on, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what was going
it. Was this a Lightning game, Tampa Bay Lightning or something?
I don't know. Do you know?
Florida Panthers, maybe? Are they still a team?
12 hours ago on TMZ, Kodak Black's twerking partner claims there's nothing sexual between them. It was the Florida Panthers. You heard this new Moneybagg Yo song with the DMX sample?
Was it Views? Love to make her heart cold as Minnesota. Hard to tell, I can't figure out her motive. It's the small things, don't take much to win her over. Stack out summer, cause her birthday in October. How's it doing there? It's gone till it's gone, then I got to know that.
Got a nigga, but get out of her body, cause who I am. She fucked me with her eyes and by her lips saying Zam. What really made me like her, she ain't do too much like Pam. One night she cooked for me, next day I'm blocked on Instagram. Damn. Let me find out this.
I like his rapping.
Like
I've said that before.
Yeah.
Whenever I, that's someone like whenever I hear, I go, that's Moneybagg, yo. Like I can.
I think finally I found a Rod Wave song that I really like.
I think I heard this too, and I think I remember thinking the same thing. Like I don't.
By Your Side.
I heard it on the radio. It's whatever.
It's probably. It might be this. This is kind of a hit right now. But I was just like, I liked it. I don't know. Right. I guess the guy he writes some good songs. I'm gonna check his older music out again.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with a lot of it is just, well, if this is the music that's being made, eventually you're gonna be like, okay, I don't mind this, but it's still at the end of the day, like, what does it really do for you?
I don't know. It's chill. It's cool. It's November, where the fuck
is Broadway? Yeah, it's nice.
This the one?
So this is nice.
Okay, let's switch the subject. Notice that both of my wrists is flooded. I've been grinding so hard getting to this money. I've been working like I know the drought is coming. Monday to Monday, Sunday to Sunday. You know I'm screaming.
It's fine. It's fine.
It has elements of like seeming like it's freestyle, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, the hey, part's the, cool. This part's, yeah, I like this part too. This is what made me like it.
The Hey There Delilah part.
Wait, so what does this sound like? What's he interpolating?
The plain white tees. Hey There Delilah. What's it like in New York City?
So the part I liked is actually an interpolation of another song. That kind of is makes sense.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City?
Yeah.
I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Plain White Tees catalog.
This came out in 2007. I believe it's the one and only song that they have.
I think they had some other ones.
Did they?
Yeah.
About the distance, I'm right there. If you get lonely, give this song another listen. Close your eyes, listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side.
That's cool that he
What if Dancing Guy came in and asked you for that? Yeah, I just got a bunch more rappity rap songs that Mike's gonna be annoyed by.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna play.
nothing too stand out.
What do you hear this Diplo and Aluna song just dropped called Forget About Me?
No.
There's two versions. This is the regular version. Then there's a night version. Got a really distinct voice, that Aluna.
Yeah,
I feel like she's about to kind of not that she's not popping, but like take
elevate
it to like the next level.
Well, she had that DJ Snake song, that was a hit you could play in the club. I actually started bringing that back on the warm up.
I mean, all the other like Aluna George stuff, crazy. Like all of it was good.
Yeah, it's good. I think that's it for the new stuff. But yo, to the listeners, if you like the show, leave a review. We usually don't stress this enough, but that's how the algorithm will suggest it to other people and kind of put us at the top. A lot of people do hit me up and they love the show and they ask like how they can support it beyond listening.
Starbucks gift cards.
That's the easiest, simplest way to do it. or send is to it. Just leave a review. It could be written in any form. It could be written like jokey. It could be written sincere. Yeah. It could be written like erotica. You know, they slowly inserted their voices into my eardrum.
Oh, Jesus.
The penetrating voice slowly.
The only thing between my eardrum and their voice was this hot sauce, which is neutralizing.
Yeah, have fun with it.
Feel free to send some Starbucks gift cards too.
And if they are funny and noteworthy, we'll read them on the show.
Because those egg bites are banging.
Yeah. But all right. Other than that, we will see you the next time on Ard.
All right.